Delighted to be joined by Lily Dean, Learning Manager at Bletchley Park. Lily, how are you?
Oh, well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Lovely to speak to you. So first of all, tell us, Learning Manager, what does that involve at Bletchley Park? What do you do?
So I run the team that deliver different experiences at Bletchley Park, and these are sometimes for our schools that come to visit us during term time, but also we put on activities for families and people who visit us outside of school time as well.
I imagine it's quite a fun place to work, is it, Bletchley Park?
It's really fun. We spend a lot of our time sort of setting up really exciting activities for people to come and enjoy with us, especially things around code breaking, things like that. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, I bet. So we're bang in the middle of the school holidays at the moment. I believe you've got quite a lot going on for people who are fancying a day out across the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. So during the week, we're running on selected days activities called Puzzles and Pastimes. So as it sounds, there's a lot to do with having a go at some different puzzles. Some people might know, or games they might have seen before, like chess, but also things that I think will be new to lots of people that we've set up. And this is all based on the fact that the code breakers who worked at Bletchley Park during the Second World War, lots of them really enjoyed puzzles, and that really helped them with their code breaking work. So we want people to come and have a go and see if they'd be good at puzzles as well.
Is it difficult? It sounds like it would be tricky.
No, we've got lots of different puzzles, and what we've done is we've got some easy puzzles we call our green puzzles, then we've got a middle level, which is our amber, and then we've got our red. So you can start on green
okay.
and work your way up.
Yeah, I'll do that.
So there's something for all ages, and certainly for adults as well as the children. And also we find sometimes the children are a lot better than the adults. Their brains are a little bit more agile.
I'm sure. And a kid's trail, I believe, you've also put together.
Yeah, so every day we have our top secret mission packs. So you can collect these when you come into the park. And inside there are some missions to do. So you might need to head to certain parts of the site and find some information or work something out. And if you do all of those at the end, you can stamp yourself as a fully trained up code breaker.
Fantastic. What's the feedback been like from people who've taken part in these activities so far?
They've really enjoyed them. I mean, certainly we've seen people around about going off to find their different things and getting really stuck into the puzzles. When they come to our family activities, the Puzzles and Pastimes, people are staying and doing all the different puzzles. They really enjoy trying all the different things we have on offer. And also on Fridays in August, we've been doing some family tours as well, which is a new thing that's just come back to us this summer.
So what's involved in the family tour? What do people get to take in?
So it heads off around the site and puts people as the code breakers. So they get inducted into Bletchley Park. They have to think about how they need to keep everything they find out a secret. That's very important to help the war effort. They don't let any secret slip. And it's a chance you can dress up as a code breaker. You can do some audience interaction. So it's a really fun way to find out about what actually happened at Bletchley Park during the Second World War.
It does sound really fun. And something for literally all ages as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Anyone can join in. We'll invite everyone to have a go.
Bletchley Park is one of those places that, I mean, it's fascinating and it's right on the doorstep. But because it's right on the doorstep, there might be people that just haven't been. It's one of those things that, like, when you're so close, you don't necessarily do the attractions that are really close to you. So what would you say to anyone who maybe hasn't been before?
Oh, well, I'd say there's lots to do and for all different ages. We've got our exciting exhibitions, some of which opened just this year. So there's new things if you have visited before that maybe haven't been recently. Mm-hmm. So, and for people who live in our local area, we do have 50% off our admission prices. So that means that if, say, you're a family of four with two adults and two children under 12, because children under 12 are also free, so the admission for the adults would be 50% off. So that's just £24.50 for a family of four.
Wow.
Which makes it really good for summer. And also that's an annual pass. You can come back during the year as well.
Go again and again and again, which I imagine it will grab you. So you might find yourself doing that. When have you started planning for the kids going back to school yet? When do you start on that stuff?
Yes. So kids will start back at school and start of September, and we've got our first school visit sort of the following week. So right. Once schools have managed to get back into their classrooms and get settled, they'll be heading off on their coaches and heading to us, which is really fantastic.
And I imagine kids absolutely love that as a day out.
Yeah, absolutely. They get to do some code breaking. They get to have a look around the site with one of our tour guides and also get to go inside our exhibitions as well. So there's lots for them to do on a school visit.
Absolutely. Well, if you've not been to Bletchley Park, or if you have been, go again, because you will absolutely love it. And there's always new stuff to take in as well. Lily Dean is Learning Manager at Bletchley Park. Lily, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.